And of course, I remember the old Yanks in Bushy Park. Well, I remember them being in there, but I didn't know. Have you been in the Bushy Park where they were?
Yes, yeah.
You've seen the flagpole? Eisenhower, that was his office.
Yes,
yeah. Right, his office was, yeah. I went back there, I took a young lad with me, and we went back there, and it was 50 years after they'd been in there or something like that. They were doing a special thing, you know, that day. So I took a young lad from next door with me, and it was terrific. They had the old music, you know, big tents and all that, all the old music coming out and all that, and old Jeeps. They amazed me, the Jeep, the accelerator pedal on a Jeep. When you look down there, it was like a round ball bearing.
Tiny.
But I'd never, well, we used to ride on them, but never looked at them. But then they had everything over there. They were all marching down the road. They came marching. Everyone that made up, what was it called? Oh, wasn't it marvellous. Yeah, but they used to be, you know, as you go into Bushy Park from this end, well, they had huts up on stilts on either side there where the troops were in. They were, well, the soldiers, whatever they were, you know, down there. Because they had a lot of RAF, they're American Air Force blokes, flying around in their big flash cars. And they were smart uniforms, the old Yanks had them. No good, but a lot of them, the old man told me when they was out, in his out in Belgium, when they were out there, these Americans had got all these, like, gabardine suits on. They were like a gabardine, weren't they?
Yeah.
They were dying to get the British Army overcoat to keep warm, because those things were made for light, weren't they? Yeah, they used to get a British Army, because them overcoats were really heavy and...
Did the job.
Did the job, yeah, did the job perfectly.